This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamotu, MPR. If you enjoy this MPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app.
And welcome to the second part of our Catholic radio program, when we'll be sharing a radio liturgy with you, listening to and reflecting on the scriptural readings for the day that are being read right around the world, praying together, listening to some spiritual music, and there'll be some news from around the parishes. I'm Peter Hurley, and joining me in the studio today is Moya Booth. So, good morning, Moya. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Peter.
We, in desperation, because we won Rita Short, I've rung Angela Kelly, and she's told me she's on her way, so she'll probably be joining us shortly. Well, I note that 3 years ago, I presented Catholic Radio on this, the fifth Sunday of Lent. But that was a very different Catholic radio. We were in lockdown and the studio was closed, and we attempted to do a recording from home, which worked to a point. Well, lockdown's gone. Today we're back to a sort of normal presenting, but the virus has certainly not left us. And looking at the world today, it's probably more dangerous than it was 3 years ago. As we progress through the uncertainty of the world today, I think that the readings for today strike a bit of a common chord within us. The first reading is from Ezekiel. Forced from their own land and unable to worship as they wished, where they wished, the exiles were described by the prophet as dry bones, parched and picked bare. Then the prophet envisaged a time when God would call forth the Israelites from the grave of their exile and bring them home to their own land. Today's gospel is the familiar reading of the raising of the dead Lazarus. It's a dramatic gospel story and invites us to stand awestruck with all the others as Jesus approaches the tomb of Lazarus. "Lazarus, come out," he commanded. His voice reached into the dark tomb and found the dead man's ears, and the power of the universe poured back life into Lazarus's cold, grey body. Lazarus was the third person to be raised from the dead by the power of Jesus. The first was the 12-year-old girl who died in her bed. The second was the only son of the widow in the town of Nain. And then we have Lazarus. In sending his disciples out to spread the good news, Jesus empowered them to cure the sick, raise the dead, and heal the lepers. At the very least, it would seem that as Jesus' disciples today, we are empowered to visit the sick and help heal those that we can, and by our example, to inspire those who are spiritually dead to come back to life and to be restored in their faith.
And oh, my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me.
So, during that spiritual interlude, You Raise Me Up, Angela sneaked into the studio. So, Angela, thank you for being here. Welcome.
You're very welcome.
Okay, so now let's begin our liturgy as we acknowledge the Holy Trinity and say together, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today's Gospel, we hear the familiar story of Jesus calling Lazarus to come out of his tomb. And Jesus calls us too. He calls us out of whatever tombs we find ourselves in. Let us pray today to answer Jesus' call. Lord Jesus, you call us to new life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ Jesus, you call us to follow you with faith and trust. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you call us from the darkness into light. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. By your help, we ask you, Lord our God. May we walk eagerly in the same charity with which, out of love for the world, your Son handed himself over to death. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God for ever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
And now, Moya and Angela, would you share God's word with the listeners, please?
A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord. That's when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This morning, everyone, the response is, with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption.
With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption.
Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications.
With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, so that you may be revered.
With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning.
With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. For with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is great power to redeem. It is he who will redeem Israel from all its iniquities.
With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not in the flesh. You are in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong in him. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit that dwells in you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The sisters of Lazarus sent a message to Jesus. Lord, he whom you love is ill. But when Jesus heard this, he said, this illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Accordingly, though Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, after having heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, let us go to Judea again. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. And when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him. And Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection of the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world. Jesus was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved, and he said, where have you laid him? And they said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, see how he loved him. But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out! The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. And Jesus said to them, unbind him and let him go. Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what Jesus did, believed in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you for those readings. I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down, thou weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was so weary, worn, and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. These words by Horatio Bonner in 1846. And I found some thoughts by Paige Shortall, which I'll just share with you rather quickly because we're already getting a bit short on time. We have heard today's gospel story so many times that perhaps it is too easy to say to ourselves, oh, the raising of Lazarus, I know that one, and then begin to daydream. But it is a rich story. One with more details of Jesus' intimate life, his feelings, and his friendships than any other. Also within the story are hints of three elements that we need for salvation. Three necessary ingredients, if you will, of the Christian life. The first element is grace. It's the call, God making God's presence known to us. Jesus calls Lazarus to come out. Just so are we each called by God to come out of our tombs, to come out of our tomb of our habits, of sin, addiction, anxiety, despair, to come out of our tomb of loneliness, greed, drudgery, a life devoid of meaning or substance, to come out of our tomb that forces us to live small and scared lives, hardly daring to wonder what else may be available to us. To come out of our tomb of whatever keeps us from living a free, productive, joy-filled life. The second element is will. It is our response to God's call. Sometimes the call is like the verse from the hymn quoted above. It's a call to rest our weary heads and let go of what burdens us. But sometimes it's a call like Lazarus received. He was dead, weary unto death, bruised by death. He was finally resting. And yet, in response to Jesus' call, he gets up off that cold stone slab, still wrapped in his burial clothes, and makes his way out of the darkness and into the light. We wonder if Lazarus had mixed feelings about facing life again, knowing that someday he would have to die yet again. We don't know if he had to think twice before answering the call. We do know that sometimes it's hard just to get off the couch. And my word, when I woke up this morning, I thought it was hard to get out of bed. So perhaps we can imagine that leaving death and tomb behind was a difficult act of the will. Grace and will, these two elements are about our relationship with God. But the third element that I find fascinating is that Jesus just raised a man from the dead. He showed he had great power. He could have snapped his fingers to make those burial clothes disappear. But instead, he directs the friends of Lazarus to untie him and let him go. The third element necessary for our salvation, for the living of Christian life, is community. It is the community who removes what binds us, who supports and sustains us when our will threatens to fail. Whatever tomb we dare to emerge from, there is a community waiting to welcome us, to accompany us on the road out of the darkness and into light. Grace, will, and community, three elements of the Christian life, summed up in this familiar but ever new story of the raising of Lazarus. So I'm sorry to fade that out so quickly, but we really have gone through the time so rapidly. So let's move on to the prayers of intercession. Just as Jesus called his friend Lazarus out of the darkness of the tomb, so he calls our world and each one of us out of darkness and into the light of the kingdom of God. So let us pray.
For the church, that the baptized reach towards the world with arms that comfort the dying, words that console the bereaved, and gentleness that restores those wounded by hurt and grief. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace in our world, that all will turn from hatred to love and from violence to reconciliation. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For ourselves, that we value the friendships we have and remain faithful to our friends, especially in their times of greatest need. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer. For policymakers in Aotearoa, New Zealand, that they will reverse growing inequality and ensure that economical benefits are shared fairly. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer. For those who have died, that they, like Lazarus, will rise again and be in eternal happiness in the kingdom, and that those who are mourning be comforted. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
God of life and all creation, you call us to new life with you, to forsake our tombs of doubt, despair, and meaningless for a life of faith, hope, and love with you. Hear our prayers and give us all that we need this day to become the holy men and women you intend us to be. And we pray this always in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And I'm sorry to fade out the Our Father as well, but we really only have 4 minutes left. And there's really not much news really from around the parishes, but Moya, I think you've got something there
Yes, at St. Bridget's in Fielding, there is an anointing mass followed by a light lunch. But the anointing mass is this Wednesday, the 29th, at 10:30. So if some of you people need a ride, please contact the parish office. I think that's all we've got time for.
I'm afraid you're right. That now concludes Catholic Radio for this week. But we'll be back again next week at the same time. So from
Angela
and
Moya
and me, Peter, thank you for being with us. And remember that the dark times will pass. So seems like a good idea to put our concluding hymn as the God of day and God of darkness.
God of day and God of darkness, now we stand before the night, as the shadows stretch and deepen, come and make our darkness bright. All creation still is groaning for the dawning of your might. When the Sun of peace and justice fills the earth with radiant light,
still the nations curse the darkness, still the rich oppress the poor, still the earth is bruised and broken by the ones who still want more. Come and
Lord,
If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.